This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Matt, what went wrong?
I think there was multiple things that added to it. Definitely that executive power veto, losing Vivek. He was definitely an ally for myself and Dougie. We should have known right there that maybe Spice wasn't riding with us as much as we thought. So, probably we can say a little bit with the showman's probably put a little bit of a target on my back, or just the girls thought they were losing Lexus, which they probably were, just because I feel like Lexus would rode with me over them any day. But everything happens for a reason. I was blessed with the opportunity just to be a part of season 12. It was a great experience. So I have no regrets.
The women even told you, I believe, that they felt like with you gone, they'll get Lexus back. Do you think that's true? Is she going to go back to them?
No way. Lexus is loyal. I know she was riding with myself, Tola, and Dougie, and we thought Spicy too, but we saw where Spicy's cards lie, and it wasn't with us. That was evident after this week. I told Lexus that she doesn't need to get my revenge right away, especially finding out about the five-person alliance in Spice's goodbye message with herself, Kayla, Avery, Lexus, and Dougie. It's probably best for Lexus either to let Tola win this week. Obviously, one of them needs to win. But if Tola can get that win and take out two of them, or if Lexus just plays nice for one or two more weeks, there's a couple other people that are probably mutual agreements that they can send home. And then when it's time, I know Lex can pull off the big comp win and then send one or multiple of those girls packing down the road.
Did you discuss like future plans with Lexus and Anthony about like what they want to do moving forward? Like if Anthony were to win HOH this week, would he target Spicy Kayla Avery, or would he maybe look at like Todd Bailey?
Without myself there, are we talking about?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I don't know if Dougie ever goes for any HOH or comp win. So he's the social game master. So he might just leave it and let someone else take it. However, I know those girls have a good power grip on the house right now, and they're not willing to, or they are willing to take any shot. So Dougie does have to be a little bit more careful than he might have had to be in the past weeks. I think Dougie, he has good relationships with everyone in the house. Probably Todd's the only one who doesn't truly trust him. Bailey, I feel like her and Dougie have some sort of relationship where she would flip and join Dougie and trust him if need be. So I think Dougie's just got to look at the big picture, which I know he always does, and make the best move for him that's going to take him the furthest. But like I said, it might be a little uncharacteristic for Dougie to go for that HOH win right now.
Mm-hmm. So what did you make of Spicy's goodbye message and this alliance?
Obviously, it was five members out of the seven of the directors, so it was just excluding Goose and I. At the beginning, I'm not going to lie, I was taken back a little bit just because maybe if Lex and Dougie told me, I could have used that to flip Bailey and Todd, because Bailey probably sees herself in a tighter alliance with the girls. But if she knows there's a final five without her, I think she would have been willing to make a deal, especially as I can provide better physical or endurance gameplay for her in competitions compared to Goose. However, after being a little bit of time here, it is what it is. I truly believe that Dougie and Lexus both would have chosen me and taken me over any of the three other girls in that alliance and possibly anyone in the house. Maybe I'm naive, but they gave me their word. They looked me in the eye, and I truly believe it when they said they were riding with me.
Yeah. I want to talk about last week a little bit, because Goose was the HOH, and after the veto, he came to a realization about what Spicy V was kind of doing to him, trying to pit him against you. And he told you and Lexus and Anthony as much. But from our perspective, at least, we didn't really get to see a lot of follow-up on that. Like, were there more conversations with Goose after that? Like, I know you went straight to Spicy with that information. What happened after that?
I think because I truly trusted Spice, she had proposed a final four with myself, Dougie, and Lexus. And just because I know her relationship with Dougie on the outside of this house, I truly trusted her. I probably should have trusted Goose a little bit more. I know he's a pretty genuine, big-hearted guy. So he probably was telling the truth, even if he had said some misinformation or spread some misinformation earlier on the week. I just feel since the day before, there was a lot of misinformation spread about what I had said, and a lot of the heat and spotlight was shining on me, that I used this more so as to kind of put that spotlight elsewhere and for people to see that Goose was spreading misinformation about everyone. I really trusted Spicy, and I should have known that she's a gamer. She'll do whatever she needs to win. This is her second time around the block, and I don't doubt it that she probably did say some of those things now going back, and especially knowing about the five-person alliance, just because, like I said, and she even told me this in her campaign, that she feels Dougie and Lexus would choose me over her when I was campaigning to her, and she's probably not wrong. I really do think they would have chose me over anyone in the house.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, Spicy and them were convincing Goose that you were coming after him. And then he was just trying to relay the conversations he had with you. And then they were kind of twisting that to try to use it as more sort of fuel to get you out.
Yeah, it is what it is. I can't go back now. So there's no, as Goose would say, there's no point in crying over spilled milk.
No flipping point, right?
No flipping point. I should have known it when he told the eight flip in a row that he was telling the truth. But like I said, I just felt like I was in the hot seat the day before, and I used it to kind of confirm that what was being said wasn't 100% true, and there's definitely misinformation out there. For me, I'm a very upfront, loyal, and honest guy. When I give my word, I mean it, and my word is bond. Sometimes it can be a fault where I assume people are going to reciprocate that. I usually kind of give everyone the benefit of the doubt until they do me dirty. It just took me a little bit too long to figure that out. And now I'm sitting here with you having this conversation, but it is what it is. I can hold my head high. I stayed true to my character. I was loyal and honest. And at the end of the day, I feel like I represented myself, my family and friends well, and I have no regrets.
Mm. Talk to me about Lexus. What's going on there?
What you want to know about Lex?
I heard a lot of loves being thrown out last night on the episode.
On the episode, I feel like I told Dougie I love him more than Lex, but I don't know if I even said I love you to Lex. I think I might have told her I have real love for you. It was definitely a hard situation just because I told so many people in the house, and I truly do. I love them. I got them. Obviously, when I say that to Lex, it means a little bit something different. I'm hoping that we can build off the romantic relationship that was blossoming in the house. I think she would be open to it as well, but right now she needs to focus on the game and do whatever it takes to win. I think regardless, her and I will have a lifelong relationship, whether that's a friendship or something romantic.
Yeah. Tell me what your final words to the house. What was the intent behind that?
Are we talking about when I was leaving from the stairs or so I said, talk is cheap, or inside and out of this house, talk is cheap. Don't talk about it, be about it. All my clients know that's kind of my motto for my brother and I's business, our personal training and active rehab business. Lots of people can say they're going to do something, but actions speak louder than words. So I always tell my clients, and I live by this motto, don't talk about it, be about it. And I felt like it was a perfect message just because there's a lot of people saying they were going to do things this week, saying that I was safe or saying they had me and not to worry, but actions speak louder than words. Loyalty is seen, not said.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, you're welcome. Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.